So the idea is, as we move forward, as individuals that are impacting everything in our personal and collective ecosystem, which at this current time feels like this cocoon of dark soup where we're all imaginal cells, if we really reflect on how we can be the most helpful, the prescription, as we've been just talking about, would be to find more ways every day, find at least one way every day to walk softly with yourself and with other people in your environment, in that, so that you can celebrate their diversity, or at least be open to exploring other people's approaches to life. The second thing is to respect the wildlife that you are and let that come out more, because that is really your gift. That is your walk and your journey, and the wildlife that is in our individual and collective ecosystem, whether it's social or environmental. And then once those two things have some grounding in your psyche and in your behavior patterns, the final thing is to be grateful for that. And gratitude is really the key of the, that is really the full expression of the heart and full expression of love. It's not the cry for love, it is the love. The gratitude for your own gift, your own walk, and being not root bound, but free to move forward on your journey of service and finding the best ways you can be of service, which is the only thing you really take with you. And then sharing the gratitude you feel for your own contribution, your own well-being, the well-being of those around you, all wildlife, and have that become the core moral compass of the butterfly that represents the new culture that only we individually and collectively create. We can do this. And so I ask people to think on that and walk on that, and then share your thoughts with this podcast in the comment section, or with other people around you, or come on a podcast with Beth and add to this discussion, because each of us is a very potent imaginal cell with amazing superpowers that are needed more than ever right now, so that we don't go back to what was never, ever normal and was definitely on a destruction case for mass extinction.
Yeah. Wow. Great, Jackie. That's beautiful. I love the ending with the gratitude piece too. That's so important. When you even make a list of positive aspects of your life or things that are working, or you can pick anything, even if it's small, like, oh, my hands can pick up stuff today, or I have lunch, or anything. It sets your whole vibrational nature to a different plane. You become connected with everything. It's such a simple thing, and we often forget in our, you know, our level of complaint or wanting the next thing. And it's very, very powerful. And I think those three steps are extremely beautiful, and they're very stabilizing. And we need certain stabilities in this point in time. And the stability has to come from within, because it certainly isn't coming from without right now. So those are all beautiful, beautiful approaches and ways that we can start to shift and create new, since things have definitely broken down. So I really appreciate you for your beautiful thoughts. And I'm sure we'll continue along this line, because now is the time to start rewriting our new story. And based on kindness and accepting of all this difference that goes on our planet is a, you know, big task and a fun one at that. So thank you so much for joining me today. And everybody, this is another episode of Joyous Everyday Living. It's a positive possibility podcast. And if I wanted to really try to say that, a positive possibility podcast for the planet, I might add a few more P's on that one. But I'm so glad that you joined us today, and keep tuned in and keep the high road, because we can all do this. We can all do this together. So thank you so much. Jackie, you are wonderful. Thank you.